From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's new chief minister plans to spell out his island's needs to Britain.
Whatever we really need to exist, that is how I'm going to start my negotiations with the British.
Caribbean appeals not to fast-track FTAA, the hemispheric trade bloc. And with a CARICOM pullout pending, Britain examines the future of the Privy Council. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Montserrat, the new People's Liberation Movement has been swept to power in a landslide victory in Monday's general election. The PLM, led by veteran politician and businessman John Osborne, captured 7 of the 9 seats in the island's Legislative Council. Reuben Mead's National Progressive Party won the other 2. Keith Stonegraves reports.
The decisive mandate for the new PLM came as a surprise to most political observers. But for the staunch supporters of the 23-year-old political party, this was always going to be on the cards, provided that they stayed focused and kept up the pressure on their opponents. 5 of the party's 9 candidates recorded over 1,000 votes, spearheaded by its deputy leader, Dr. Lowell Lewis, with 1,455 of the just over 2,200 valid ballots cast in the election. Mr. Osborne, former journalist and newcomer Claude Hogan, and businesswomen Idabel Mead and Margaret Dyer.